The Hackensaw Boys are back. They've made their own brand of music since 1999, after they got together in Charlottesville, Virginia. The membership has changed a bit since then, and their sound has mellowed, but the band is still going strong on tour in support of a new album. We're joined in our studios today, some of the original members, David Sickman and Ferd Moise, along with Brian Gorby. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
This new CD is called Charisma, and it's your first release in nearly a decade, so let's hear it. This is Old Nick.
Old Nicky will get you if he can. Yes, Old Nicky will get you if he can. Grab me by your heart, where to see you get up there. Old Nicky gonna get you if he can.
Ferd, where does this kind of music come from in you?
Well, me, it's the old-time fiddle, you know, from back 100 years ago when everybody's daddy played a fiddle instead of the guitar or something. It's the oral tradition. It's American music.
David Sickman, you've had some vocal cord issues, haven't you?
That's true. I have. I had some polyps removed last year, and I feel healthier, but I'm not sure if it made my voice any better or worse. I feel a lot healthier since having that done, and my voice is certainly stronger, that's for sure.
Forgive me, but is that frightening when you're in your line of work to have that kind of problem?
No, there's other things in this line of work that frighten me way more than that.
Okay, like what?
Oh my gosh, I don't know, like critics maybe.
Oh, they're pretty good to you though.
On this album, they've been very nice to us so far, so I'm going to hope that we continue on that streak.
And I was doing fine. Pretend not seeking thrills. I go to work on Mondays, come Fridays, I pay my bills.
This is your song, David, right?
It is. It is my song.
And where's this come from?
Well, it comes from, actually, I thought about it when I was dumpster diving one day, and I got caught dumpster diving.
I guess you saw me coming from a mile away. You knew what you could do to me and all the things.
Now, you don't need the food, you don't need the money for food, but
it's kind of the principle of it. Yeah. And also, I haven't been doing it lately, but in the past, I've been able to help other people that didn't have money for food, and there's millions of pounds of food being thrown away every day in this country. I kind of hid the meaning of all that. There's a line that says you would dig up everything to get your way. I hid it, that story, in the song. I made it more about a girl trying to do whatever it takes to get her way, and it's more like about how I feel like corporations basically try to force a certain thing down all of our throats, and a lot of times it involves a tremendous amount of waste.
Another one of your songs we want to ask about, this one is called The Sweet.
Now if it ain't my soul bag, it's my aching beat. If it ain't the salt, then it's the sweet. If it ain't enough bread,
this is kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Right?
Yeah, it's very modern. You know, it's like back in when our grandparents were younger, they didn't really have all this information about everything being either very good or very bad for you. And it just kind of struck me as ironic, as no matter what you try to do, there's someone on one side saying, oh, that'll kill you, and somebody on the other side saying that will make you strong, you know? So it kind of touches on that.
Ferd, how did you guys get together?
Hayride Bluegrass Festival, where the Hackensaw Boys were on the bill. Happened to be in the neighborhood, met them, had an old-time fiddle experience. And then I worked at the Town Pump Tavern in Black Mountain. They used to play there. I was a bartender. I'd get up, run on stage, and everybody would be like, yeah, bartender's playing with the band. And so I finally had to leave and go play with them.
Yeah, nobody was getting served, right? Yeah. So. Brian Gorby, let's turn to you. You're the newest member of the band.
Yeah, seven years new.
Well, that's a while.
Yeah, he's pretty much, he's been in the band. Yeah.
I've been around when the band started too in Charlottesville.
And you're the charisma guy, right?
Yes, yeah.
That, how do I say this nicely? Not an attractive looking instrument. Or am I missing something? Oh, come on now.
It's not a Stradivarius. No. You're correct in that.
All right, it's not a Stradivarius. What should we know about this instrument?
It's functional art, really.
Take it out for us, yeah. And we'll describe, it's got seven canisters.
Some lids.
Yeah, hubcap. A washboard or a section of a washboard.
These are cans.
Oh, is it a can, not a washboard?
It's a flat can.
It's a bunch of cans.
Screwed down.
All right, it does have a weathered beauty.
It does.
There we go.
Much and like the Hacketsaw Boys.
Is that Can we hear a little, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but a little charisma solo? Well, I am deeply moved. That was just beautiful. Thank you very much. David Sickman and Ferd Moyes and Brian Gorby, they are the Hacketsaw Boys. Their latest CD is called Charisma. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Continued good luck to you and your charisma.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Scott. I do not have no